Parliament has sanctioned a plan by the Uganda National Oil Company to borrow $2 billion from global energy trader Vitol Bahrain. The proposal was tabled on the 16th of December by the State Minister for Finance in charge of general duties, Henry Mutasidhi. The Uganda National Oil Company, which is Uganda's sole fuel importer, earned a gross profit of about $150 million from oil trading during the past year. Presenting the proposal, Mutasidhi argued that the veto loan offers access to alternative sources of capital, particularly as traditional lenders increasingly retreat from fossil fuel-related projects. Under the loan proposal, $1.2 billion of this money will be allocated to UNOC projects, including the construction of the Kampala storage terminal, expansion of the Jinja storage terminal, and acquisition of fuel storage in Mombasa. Security for the loan would include rules-based escrow accounts into which revenues from UNOC projects and domestic fuel sales would be deposited. The Attorney General, Kiryowa Chiwanuka, defended the arrangement, emphasizing UNOC's commercial character.
The revenue that is generated by UNOC as a business arm doesn't go to the consolidated fund. It is business. So what the monies they are talking about here are not akin to, say, the revenues made from the petroleum product. These are the monies made from the business. Say, you do the Kampala storage terminal and you make revenue from that. That is what is supposed to be put in the rules-based account. Actually, it is good for us because then we've been given an opportunity to make sure that the money, as it gets out of there, there are rules that we can actually follow. So it is not left to UNOC alone.